Welcome to our study of faith here on the Radio Bible Course. We're studying Hebrews chapter 11. It says in the first three verses, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the men of old received divine approval. By faith we understand that the world was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear." Now, how can you have faith that the world was created by the Word of God? Because the Bible tells us so. It is the divine record. It came to us as the Holy Spirit moved upon a man named Moses some 3,400 years ago, and he wrote the record that God had revealed to him about how the world came into existence. Now, when we have faith that the world came that way, we are attesting to the truthfulness of God's Word. We are believing the record that it happened like God said it happened. We have many wrong ideas about faith. There are great misconceptions about faith. People not concerned with the Bible's use of this word, faith, often invent their own definitions. To better understand faith, I think it would be profitable if we express what faith is not. First of all, faith is not trying to help God. God is quite capable of doing everything himself that he has promised to do, and he doesn't need us to be his helper. Faith is not depending upon God to fulfill your desires or your plans. We all, of course, have ambition. We want to accomplish certain things in this life. We plan, we build, we buy, and we desire. It is not faith to try to get God to give us those things that we desire. Neither is faith trying to get God to do what he wants us to do. God has committed to us the care of our children. If we don't care for their health and their food, don't expect God to do it. That's not faith. God expects us to work for a living, and if you quit your job and say, "I'm going to trust God to provide my needs," that's not faith. Nor is it faith when we try to believe something that is not true. Faith is believing instead of working. Faith is setting your seal that God is true. Faith is a response to a convincing declaration of the Word of God. And faith is God-confidence instead of self-confidence. Now, it's faith when you take freely what you cannot earn. Faith is resting on the promise of God instead of working for what he promised. Sometimes faith involves recognizing that God is satisfied with some things and accepting that fact. It can also be said that faith is personal confidence in God together with resulting expectation. Let me explain that. The Bible asks us to believe God for something, for some kind of a benefit. And Hebrews 11:6 brings that out. One must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him. When we believe in Jesus Christ, we believe in him not only that he existed and was a historical figure, but we believe in him for something. And that is spelled out clearly in Scripture. He offers us eternal life. And to believe in Christ means to believe in him for eternal life. Faith must have an object. And since faith is believing, we have a right to ask, what are you believing God for? What's your purpose in believing God? Faith is not simply believing God because he wants us to believe in him. He wants us to believe in him for something, something that he has expressed clearly in the Scriptures. How do we know if we have faith or whether other people have faith? Fortunately, there are clear indications of the lack of faith. One of those is, having doubts about God's Word. If we can't trust God's Word, what can we trust? What can we know about God or about Christ? There is no other book in the world that gives us valid information about God in heaven. God has spoken, and God chose to reveal Himself, first of all, through nature, and then by special revelation. He spoke in old times through the prophets, and as the writer of Hebrews told us earlier in this study, in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son. The Bible tells us that God is the judge of all the earth. How can He judge men unless He tells them first what He expects of men? I think all of us recognize that it's incumbent upon a creator to inform His creatures about His desires before He can judge them in fairness. And God has done that. He has revealed Himself. The apostles and the prophets have spoken. They have spoken for God, and God controlled what they spoke and what they wrote, that we might have an accurate record, as Peter said. We have the prophetic word made more sure. You will do well to pay attention to this, as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. First of all, Peter said, you must understand this, that no prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation, because no prophecy ever came by the impulse of man, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God. Did Jesus have doubts about God's Word? No, He fully trusted it. He said it came from the mouth of God. He referred to it as Scripture, as the Holy Writings, as the words of the Spirit of God, and He put His complete endorsement on the entire Old Testament when He was walking on this earth. He left no doubt that every jot and every tittle would be fulfilled. Nothing would fail in the law of God. And He was referring to the Old Testament. One time He referred to David's writings and said, David by the Spirit spoke. Jesus and Peter believed the same thing, that it was the Holy Spirit who moved upon men and caused them to speak the Word of God. And therefore we have a record upon which we can rely. Now there's another indication of no faith. It's when we ask for a sign instead of believing that God will do what He promised to do. The Pharisees were such people. They had no faith. They had already seen Jesus perform many miracles, and they had heard His wonderful teachings, which none could deny. Yet they came to Him and said, "Show us a sign." And after having performed many miracles, Jesus said to them, "No more signs will be given to this evil generation, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the fish's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." He told them then that the resurrection would be the final sign. If you call yourself a Christian and you are looking for signs from God, then you have an indication that you are lacking faith. Gideon was that kind of a man. He stands out in the Old Testament as a hero, but there was a time when Gideon lacked faith. God had told him to do something, but instead he tested God. He set out a fleece. And one time he said, "If this dry fleece is wet in the morning, then I'll know that you have spoken to me." And the fleece was wet in the morning. And he decided that that wasn't enough. And so he set another fleece and said, "Now, Lord, this fleece is all wet. And if it's dry in the morning, then I will really be sure that you will do what you promised to do." Gideon lacked faith. We should not be setting fleeces and saying, "Lord, if it's raining very hard at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, then I'll know that you want me to do something. People look for signs from the stars, or from the weather, or from remarks from certain people, or from a haphazard opening of the Bible. That's not faith. That indicates the lack of faith. Another indication that we lack faith is working for something that God says that we cannot earn. And one of those things is salvation. He has said so clearly in His Word that salvation is a gift, and yet most people are working for salvation. They have been misled into believing that good people go to heaven, and therefore they work at being good, and expecting that God then will reward them with eternal life. The Bible does say that God rewards those who seek Him, that is, who seek Him in faith. But eternal life is never said to be a reward. It is a gift. Therefore, if we work for something that God has said we cannot earn, we clearly show that we do not have faith. Didn't Paul write to the Ephesians and say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, lest any person should boast." Salvation is clearly something which Christ worked for, and God then promises to give it to us if we will believe in His Christ. Another indication that we lack faith is trying to help God in matters He wants to do alone. In the Old Testament, He wanted to deliver the children of Israel from their enemies all alone. But they wouldn't trust Him, and they made leagues either with Egypt or with the Assyrians, so that they would not be defeated in battle with an enemy. And God was displeased, because God wanted to deliver them. And He wanted to do it by His own power, that He might get the glory, and not men. God promised to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt when they were in bondage for 400 years. And He didn't need Moses' help or anyone else's help. He opened the sea by Himself, and they came across on dry land. And He closed the sea upon the Egyptian army, and they all drowned. Abraham's wife Sarah lacked faith. God had promised to give them a son in their old age, but Sarah doubted and decided she wanted to help God. And so she suggested that Abraham have a child by sleeping with her handmaiden, Hagar, and it caused trouble. God wanted to give them a son, and He did, many years later. There is much more to say about faith, and we'll do that tomorrow. I hope you'll join me here. Have you received a copy of our free book, Heaven's Password? We wrote it to clarify how you can get God's free gift of eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Write for your copy today to the Radio Bible Course. Ask for Heaven's Password. It's free. Until tomorrow, this is Nick Calavota reminding you that the word gospel means good news.
Our address is Radio Bible Courses, Post Office Box 14916, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70898. The website is rbcword.org.